then, of course, very closely connected with our attachment arising from this, our attachment arises from this, is our self-cherishing. Self-cherishing, considering ourselves to be supremely important and neglecting others. Our feelings are supremely important. Our happiness and freedom from suffering is supremely important. So this is more subtle than uncontrolled desire. Uncontrolled desire, we can see it easily during our day. We can see some object of desire, it comes quickly. We can feel this strange delusion rising in our mind. But with self-cherishing, more subtle, very much more difficult. So we have to spend a lot more time calmly watching in meditation and out of meditation how self-cherishing has so many faults, what its main faults are. So there's countless faults of self-cherishing. But again, the strategy, the method is the same. It is observing the faults, contemplating the many faults of self-cherishing, and then coming to a strong decision, a firm decision. I must recognize self-cherishing, I must reduce its power, I must eventually eradicate it, I must remove it, I must destroy self-cherishing. If I want to be happy all the time, if I want to find liberation and enlightenment, I must destroy self-cherishing. Therefore, in many of Geshe-la's books, he lists the faults of self-cherishing. You can look in Meaningful to Behold or Joyful Path of Good Fortune. This one is How to Transform Your Life, and many, many practical teachings on how to see the faults of self-cherishing. At the end of all these contemplations in How to Transform Your Life, Geshe-la says, in summary, self-cherishing is an utterly worthless and unnecessary mind. Okay? Self-cherishing is utterly worthless and, what's the other word? Unnecessary. Utterly worthless and unnecessary. Think about that. It's utterly worthless. So if you look around your house or your apartment, your flat, wherever you live, your room, are there any objects in your room that are worthless? I can think of one straight away. Excuse me. Which is the rubbish bin. The rubbish in the rubbish bin. I mean, maybe some people will say that's worth something, but in general, we want to get rid of that, don't we? When a rubbish bin fills up, we want to throw it out. So if we look in our mind and we see self-cherishing, we can think it's like a rubbish full of rubbish. It's producing bad smells, suffering, pain, problems, disease, all these things coming from self-cherishing. It's worthless. There's no reason to hang on to self-cherishing. And also, it's unnecessary. In other words, we don't need self-cherishing to survive. This is the great deception of modern life. Well, not just modern life, all life, is that, you know, life is a struggle to preserve ourselves. If we don't look after ourselves, nobody else will look after ourselves, isn't it? This is self. I've got to be an independent person. I've got to earn my own money. I've got to stand on my own 2 feet. I have to make my own way in life. No one is helping me. I'm on my own. This kind of mistaken attitude, considering ourselves to be so important and neglecting everybody else, ignoring the reality that our very survival depends upon everybody else. Ignoring that completely and thinking, I'm important, I'm important, I'm important. We don't need that mind. Geshe-la says we may be highly intelligent. You may not be, but even if you are, listen, we may be highly intelligent. But if we're concerned only with our own welfare, only with our own welfare, we will never fulfill our basic wish to be happy. In reality, self-cherishing makes us stupid. It's interesting, isn't it? Exactly like Shantideva says about attachment. Self-cherishing makes us stupid. We don't want to be stupid. Oh, I'm not a stupid person. But even if you're a PhD, double time, you've been to university several times, you're a professor, you're a doctor, you are some highly regarded physician or, astronomer, you've got many qualifications. If you have strong self-cherishing, you are stupid. Okay. Sorry, I'm not trying to insult you, but, you know, we've got to take on this contemplation and see how self-cherishing undermines it pulls the carpet out, it pulls the rug out from underneath our wish to be happy all the time. The stronger our self-cherishing, the more suffering we experience. The less our self-cherishing, the more happiness we experience. There's a very clear distinction, a relationship between these two. Yeah? So, anyway, there's lots to think about. In reality, self-cherishing makes us stupid. None of us want to be stupid, so the answer is get rid of your self-cherishing. It causes us to experience unhappiness in this life. It leads us to perform countless negative actions that cause suffering in future lives. It binds us to samsara, just like attachment. And it blocks the path to enlightenment. Self-cherishing stops us from fulfilling our bodhicitta wish. In fact, like I think I said yesterday, you know, if we have strong self-cherishing, bodhicitta is not going to happen in our mind, really. Maybe we understand, oh, I've got to become a Buddha. We're kind of repeating, you know, in the top of our brain, I must become a Buddha for the benefit of all living beings. We can say the words, we can even teach about bodhicitta, but deep in our heart, all we have is self-cherishing. Big disconnect between our aspiration and our behavior. Here, it says it's blocking the path to enlightenment. Blocking the path. So people like to talk about their obstructions, don't they? Their obstructions to whatever it is that is obstructing them from fulfilling their wish. They've got this fly that wants to eat me. What is the main obstruction? It's self-cherishing. The main obstruction, main blockage in our mind is self-cherishing. So who needs it? It's unnecessary, it's worthless, it makes us stupid. Anyway, as you know, you maybe heard these teachings many times before, cherishing others, this means considering others to be important, and considering others' happiness to be important, considering their freedom from suffering to be important. This is the actual pathway to enlightenment. This is the method to destroy self-cherishing. It's thinking like this. Okay, so at the end of this contemplation, lots to contemplate. It's really quite tenacious, this fly, my kind mother. In the practice of exchanging self with others, we should try to think like this every day, throughout the day. I have worked for my own purpose since beginningless time. You can think this as you're going to work, you know, if you're at work, you can be thinking, I've worked for my own purpose since beginningless time, trying to find happiness for myself and avoid suffering. But what do I have to show for all my efforts? You can ask yourself this question in the daytime. I'm still suffering. This is the answer. I still have an uncontrolled mind. Is that true? Of course, our mind is still uncontrolled. I still experience disappointment after disappointment. Can you remember the last time you were disappointed? Probably it was a few moments ago, isn't it? Or earlier today. We're disappointed often, aren't we? Not getting what we want. We think, I'm still in samsara. This is the fault of my self-cherishing. So we conclude, all of our problems are coming from this mind. It is my worst enemy. It is a terrible poison that harms both myself and others. So our mind is very resolved. It's very single-pointedly concentrated on the conclusion that self-cherishing is utterly worthless and unnecessary. It is like garbage in the rubbish bin. We just don't want it.